Nintendo has discontinued the NES Classic Edition, which my partner in crime on tech thing is absolutely giddy about that, because A, I think she already owns a couple, and B, I think she just poached a couple off of eBay for selling, as people are more desperate about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, The Verge, you're looking at The Verge write-up, I guess it was first reported by IGN, and this is the statement they released, Nintendo. Throughout April, Nintendo of America territories will receive the last shipments of Nintendo Entertainment System NES Classic Edition systems for this year. We encourage anyone interested in obtaining this system to check with retail outlets regarding availability. We understand that it has been difficult for many consumers to find a system, and for that we apologize. We have paid close attention to consumer feedback, and we greatly appreciate the incredible level of consumer interest and support for this product. If you missed us talking about it earlier this year, or actually I guess back in December, it's like 30 classic NES games in a little tiny replica of the Nintendo NES. And it has been out. It has been impossible to find pretty much since it launched, selling out constantly. But apparently, they've sold several hundred thousand. At least they were like at 200,000 by December. So.
Yeah, I thought they had sold I had read that they had sold 1.5 million in January, like through January. Mm-hmm. And the statement just doesn't make any damn sense. We understand that there have been a lot of people that haven't been able to buy this thing, and we've been listening. So as a result, we're going to stop making them.
Maybe somebody's brother at Nintendo. This is a joke, by the way. Don't sue me. You know, maybe somebody's brother at Nintendo North America had been poaching these on eBay or selling these at inflated prices on eBay, and the price was starting to go down. I mean, yeah. It makes no sense to me. We have an incredibly popular product that stokes nostalgia about our entire product lineup and seems to be making people think warm and fuzzy things about Nintendo, despite the fact that we've finally, you know, I don't get it either. It makes no sense. But maybe somebody was like, you know what? We can't be selling this and the Switch at the same time because we're a serious gaming company.
I was trying to think of a technological reason why. You know, Alan suggested maybe, or no, somebody suggested, you know, maybe they were upset that the DRM had been broken and people were hacking it and kind of using it for other purposes or adding extra games to it. But like that's been going on for decades anyway. And right. Raspberry Pis exist. If that was somebody wanted to do, they have plenty of opportunities to do that. There's no reason to cancel the one way you were actually making money off of that process completely. And it's not like there's like a high power chip in there or something that's hard to get a hold of. I don't know. I come up with nothing other than some companies just are bad at being companies sometimes. And this,
harsh,
I mean, I don't know fair. What else to say. Like, I can't think of anything. So, yeah. And I'm one of those people that was unable to get one. I was like, when Best Buy announced that they were going to have some available at noon on a Wednesday, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was there kind of refreshing the page and I had added it to the cart and it wouldn't finish the purchase process because the servers were bogged down. And then by the time it cleared up, they were out of stock. You know, I did that a couple of times and here I am trying to give Nintendo some money and they won't let me. And now they definitely don't want me to. So
fine. Well, they still want your money. They just want you to buy a Switch. And you already did that. So they got you, Ryan.
It did. Yeah, well, that's true.